This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. The Environmental Protection Agency is considering slowing tailpipe emission limits, which will give automakers more time to increase electric vehicle sales. The New York Times, followed by the Washington Post, reported the change, which could be viewed by some as a major election year concession to automakers and labor unions. We will hear more from Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper next.
You might think Iowa just grows corn, but the truth is, corn grows Iowa. Hi, I'm Stu Swanson, a farmer from Galt, Iowa, and the first vice president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Whether you're planting, harvesting, or anywhere in between, as a member of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, you're also actively advocating for our industry. As an ICGA member, you have a voice lobbying on ag issues at the state and federal levels on priorities that impact your farm. Join us today at iowacorn.org/join.
According to recent reports from the New York Times and the Washington Post, the EPA is considering slowing tougher tailpipe emissions in a pending rule that first called for EVs to account for two-thirds of car and light-duty truck sales by 2032. That decision could mean a big win for corn ethanol. Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper says that EVs still have too many reliability drawbacks.
They, in most cases, do not deliver the range that was advertised, that they have problems in extremely hot weather or extremely cold weather, you know, that there are problems with finding places to charge these vehicles.
EPA spokesman Timothy Carroll told the Washington Post that the agency is committed to finalizing a technology standard that is readily achievable. While automakers say EV sales have slowed, Cooper says that ethanol continues to deliver results in reducing carbon emissions at an affordable price.
If you are truly serious about reducing carbon emissions and doing it at the lowest cost possible for consumers and doing it in a way that doesn't compromise or sacrifice vehicle range and convenience, this is what we got to be looking at.
The RFA released a study ahead of its annual conference, which shows that the ethanol industry supported more than 72,000 jobs and $54 billion in economic activity last year, with corn buys alone totaling nearly $32 billion. For this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.